The Anti-Defamation League, as you know, I've been criticizing it since it was taken over by an Obama radical Marxist, in my view, does not represent the Jewish people. It represents the radical left. And I want to thank Mort Klein, the fantastic leader of ZOA, Zionists of America, year after year for outing this organization for what it is. It doesn't even support Israel, let alone the Jewish community. It doesn't even support the Jewish state. It supports the Democrat Party positions, which are anti-Israel. And I like the way David Harsanyi has put it at the Federalist. Says the ADL isn't a Jewish organization in any genuine ethnic or theological sense. Its primary mission is no longer to stop the defamation of Jews. The ADL CEO, Jonathan Greenblatt, a former Barack Obama appointee, who often appears on MSNBC to chat it up with anti-Semite Al Sharpton, has created a partisan left social justice outfit. Its primary goal these days is cynically using the organization's historical position to advance often illiberal, completely irreligious, leftist ideas. And one of the ways it does this is by dishonestly framing an endorsement of free expression as an endorsement of the things people say using free expression, including anti-Semitism. That's what it has done with Elon Musk. So it would be no surprise if the ADL were leading a politically motivated boycott effort. I would finish this piece because between the Anti-Defamation League, Thomas Friedman, the J6 organization, Jews in Israel don't have a chance with these reprobates. I'll be back. As I was saying, the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, as writes David Harsanyi, one of the best writers, by the way, isn't a Jewish organization in any genuine ethnic or theological sense. Its primary mission is no longer to stop the defamation of Jews. The ADL CEO, Jonathan Greenblatt, a former Barack Obama appointee, who often appears on MSNBC to chat it up with anti-Semite Al Sharpton, and by the way, who's embraced critical race theory and the big individuals behind those efforts and has come to their defense, has created a partisan leftist social justice outfit. And its primary goal these days is cynically using the organization's historical position to advance often illiberal, completely irreligious leftist ideas. And I pointed out earlier, I wanted to salute my buddy Mort Klein, who really is fantastic. He's the head muckety-muck over at ZOA, who's been going at it with this fool for years. One of the ways it does this is by dishonestly framing an endorsement of free expression as an endorsement of the things people say using free expression, including anti-Semitism. That's what it's done with Elon Musk. So it would be no surprise if the ADL were leading a politically motivated boycott effort. Of course, they all hate Musk now, don't they, America? Under criminal investigation, SEC investigation, for what? Musk, for example, contends that the ADL wants him to ban the libs of TikTok, a popular account run by an Orthodox Jew, Chaya Rachik, who gained fame by reposting real leftists saying real things. Certainly plausible, considering the ADL already has an entry for Rachik in its glossary of terms. Now, I'm not a big fan of nitpicking, but I haven't seen anything in her feed that could be rationally construed as anti-Semitic, and here she is, an Orthodox Jew. And that speaks to the problem of who gets to decide what hate speech entails. For Greenblatt, who worked to get Tucker Carlson fired but can barely muster a word of disapproval, for Jew baiters like Rashida Tlaib or any other elected progressive, hate speech is a finely tuned political weapon. The ADL has spent years exaggerating the threat of anti-Semitism on the right, finding offense not only in demonstrably ugly speech, but also in an endless number of dog whistles. including criticisms of a leftist mega donor, George Soros, who I despise. At the same time, it gives perfunctory attention, but mostly ignores the threat and normalization of anti-Jewish sentiment among leftists on college campuses, within activist movements, and in the government. Don't think of it as a double standard. Think of it as the ADL as a run-of-the-mill activist shop, something akin to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And it makes complete sense. You only need to look at the organization's educational recommendations to understand that its worldview is detached from any traditional understanding of Judaism. One strongly doubts the founders of the ADL could have foreseen their organization endorsing the idea that Jews were among the racial oppressors of American society. Yet the ADL school curricula and readings on race and racism, I told you, are littered with tracts, identitarian tracts, like How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram K. Kendi, a fan of a number of brazen anti-Semites, and White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo. How can the ADL claim to fight against the defamation of the Jewish people and recommend authors who insinuate, or worse, that Jews represent a disproportionate amount of power in the United States, one of the most enduring tropes of anti-Semitism? The ADL also recommends the pseudo-historical 1619 Project and the podcast, The Urgency of Intersectionality, by Kimberly Crenshaw. You're all familiar with these people if you read American Marxism. A leading scholar of critical race theory, the teachings of which are also inherently anti-Jewish. How come the ADL doesn't recommend it, American Marxism? Ah. Because the head of the ADL is an Obamaite. What does that suggest to you? Well, look what he's embracing. The American Marxist agenda. He's a phony, a fraud, and a reprobate. He's supposed to be representing the Anti-Defamation League, not the Jewish Defamation League. I'm not saying that many, maybe most American Jews don't agree with the ideological outlook of the ADL, but many do not. Nothing in Judaism teaches that our immutable appearances predetermine our societal role, actions, or worth. Why is a group claiming to fight Jewish defamation spreading trendy ideological puffery? Because it is not what it says it is. Now the ADL, self-anointed arbiter of anti-Semitism, is certainly useful in providing lazy journalists with quotes confirming pre-existing notions about anti-Semitism being largely a right-wing phenomenon. And risk-averse corporations might use them for guidance. But it has no moral standing to dictate appropriate speech, certainly not in the name of Jews. And that David Harsanyi, senior editor at The Federalist, 100% right. It's a great piece. There's really only a handful of us, conservative Jews, who are willing to speak out. I say a handful, several dozens, but that's about it. But I don't care. I call them as I see them. I call them as I see them. It's a handful of us. Dennis Prager. Ben Shapiro. Obviously, Mort Klein. Obvious, David Harsanyi. My buddy David Freeman, the former ambassador to Israel from the United States, will be in the program next hour to talk about a fantastic movie coming out that Jews and Christians, and I would say Muslims, are going to really, really appreciate. There are others. My own kids. David. Lauren. Jenna. Chase. Of course, my wife, Julie. But many others. But not enough to outnumber these people. Thomas Friedman's another perfect example. Thomas Friedman would rather see Israel burned down, burned to the ground, than another minute of Netanyahu's leadership. All of you of faith, you have people like this within your own religions. Catholics, you have Joe Biden. He's a heretic. There's no other way to put it. 20 years. Nancy Pelosi, the same damn thing. And there are others in other faiths. Same thing. It's not that they have to believe like you. It's not that they have to take a hard line or accept every syllable of every word in their most important books. But if they're self-hating and they're projecting that self-hate on the people who practice that faith, and they're encouraging others of other faiths to do the same thing in their own faith and against their own faith, that's pretty sick. That's derangement. And that's, in my view, Thomas Friedman, this guy Greenblatt, all the creeps with the J6 group. And there's more than that. There's much more than that. I'll be right back.